Shalom Aleichem on behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to take 10 for Talmud. Chulin Daf Hei, Chulin 5a, pagination is 9. We'll start in the last two lines of the page. Alma, we see. Mumer la'avodas kochavim have a mumer l'chol ha'Torah kula. If a person worships idols, a Jew worships idols, he's considered a renegade to all of Torah. He's out. And his shechita is not kosher. Utiyufta derav onan tiyufta. And it's a question on Rav Onan's approach, which is irrefutable. The Gemara here is referencing what we did in last session, and it can be found on the facing page, midway on the page. Gufa, we learned. Amar Rav Onan, Amar Shmuel. Rav Onan said in the name of Shmuel that a Yisrael who worships idols. And it would mean, even if he's basically an observant Jew, but even worships idols also. So in that case, Rav Onan says, in the name of Shmuel, Muta lecha meshechita, so his shechita, Rav Onan holds, is kosher. So Rav Onan's position is discussed, and he brings a proof from the story of Yehoshaphat, where Yehoshaphat ate from the table of Achav. Achav was a Jew who kept Torah and mitzvahs, presumably, but he also worshipped idols. And the question over here will be, is such a person and such a person's followers valid for Shechita? Do we still say, v'zavachta v'achalta, he has an obligation of shechita, and therefore he can produce a kosher shechita, and as long as you can see that he did a kosher shechita, and you're confident that he did it right, we're good? Or does the very fact that he worships idols make him invalid? And again, it makes it easier to understand, because if a person worships idols, one thinks he's like out. Why would he even produce a kosher shechita? He's going to try to trick you. But if we understand that these people were keeping kosher, they were doing mitzvahs, just they also tapped into avodah zarah, so then they wanted kosher. And that's the expression that we mentioned in last session from Eliyahu, Ad masei atem holchem al shnei ha-se'ifim, why are you straddling the fence and doing both? It was so frustrating, you couldn't talk straight to people, because if you told them, you got to do mitzvahs, they say, we do mitzvahs. But you believe in avodah zarah, you're worshipping idols. What's going on here? But that's what we're dealing with. Will idol worship automatically make a person invalid? And the Gemara that we just did on Daf Hei Yomad Aleph tells us invalid, totally invalid, to yufta derav onon to yufta, and it goes against the ruling of Rav Onan. Now, we're going to have a problem. The problem is that Yehoshaphat is a righteous king, and he's eating from the table of Achav. According to Rav Onan, we understood why. Because Rav Onan holds that such shechita is kosher. Ultimately, they're Jewish, they want to keep kosher, their shechita is good. But according to what we just did on Daf Hei Amud Aleph, to yufta Rav Onan, to yufta, absolutely no way, it's impossible. A mumer for avodas kochavim is for sure invalid. So then how could Yehoshaphat eat from Achav's meat? So if we follow meticulously through the Gemara Chulin Daf Dalid Amud Beis that went through the proof that Rav Onan is being supported with, we notice a few places where the Gemara does some interesting steering. The Gemara assumes that he ate and drank, or for our purposes, drank and also ate. And the Gemara deduces it from the fact that Vayizbach Vayisisehu, that the Pasuk describes it as the Shechita caused the seducing that Yehoshaphat should join him in battle. So we're establishing that Yehoshaphat indeed drank and ate. If we didn't accept some level of that proof, then we would not have Yehoshaphat necessarily eating. But okay, the pasuk seems to indicate that that was the seducing. So we'll continue in the Gemara. The Gemara then has a suggestion that Ovadia did the shechita. The Gemara says, Ovadia couldn't have done so much shechita. Ovadia was a kosher Jew within Achav's cabinet. Ovadia would be reliable, but he couldn't have produced so much. So the Gemara says, maybe some of the righteous people of the generation were there as part of the staff. And the Gemara assumes, Kol Mishar Sav Rishoyim, in a place like Achav, everybody's wicked. So the Rinas Yitzchak on this discussion in Divrei Hayomim, Beis Yudches Beis, goes through this question. How could Yehoshaphat have eaten? We don't have Rav Anan's answer that the Shechita is kosher, even though it's Achav. So then what's our answer? And he points out that the Gilyan Ashas from Rabbi Akiva Eger over here on the page writes, Ein lemeidim min aklalos. Generalities, stereotypes, are not so reliable. And to assume that because it's Achav's kitchen, therefore everyone here is wicked, except for Ovadia, who was identified, that's not reliable. That's not a reliable svara. And it could very well be that there were numerous people there who were kosher, and they were involved in the food preparation, and because of them, Yehoshaphat was able to eat. They did the shechita. That's one approach. Another possibility is that the concept of mumar la'avodas kochavim is viewed, at least by Yehoshaphat, as kosher mid'oraisa, and it would only be pasul midrabanon. The Braisa on Hey Amar Aleph, Ardaf, is recording it midrabanon, and that Yehoshaphat held midrabanon, it's kosher. Vizavachta ve'achalta, they're just as obligated in kosher as anyone else, even though they're deviating. And therefore, what they produce as Jews is kosher. Perhaps, even if the legislation against this and the Drabanon already exists, maybe Yehoshaphat was Moreheta, maybe he decided to be lenient for the sake of Shalom, maybe because the generation was indeed Admasayatim Olcha Mashnei Asi'ifim. Everybody was a little bit of double talk. And for some reason, Yehoshaphat allowed eating from Achav's table. He's suggesting maybe it's only Drabanon that it's forbidden. And then he makes a third suggestion, which certainly is a remarkable suggestion. Maybe Achav did tshuva. His kingdom is still living off the years of persecuting Nevi'ei Hashem, the righteous prophets. But he himself, maybe he did tshuva, and he already is trying to, at least himself, get straight. It's not so simple to learn like that in Achav's historical story, but if we entertained that possibility, we're actually reaching phenomenal conclusions that after teaching the people Avodah Zarah for so many years, it's hard to stop that train, even if Achav wants to. But his own personal shechita and the shechita of his men would be kosher if indeed tshuva was in place. Again, the text of the Gemara, Mumer la'avodas kochavim, have mumer l'chol ha'Torah kula, a person who worships idols, even if it's together with observance, and you'd love to rely on him for kosher because he's diligent. But if he's worshipping idols, he's going to be pasul to yufta de Ravanan to yufta. We do not accept the ruling of Ravanan. And one way or another, we have to explain what was it that Yehoshaphat was doing when he ate from the kitchen of Achav? Yasher koach, thank you for joining.